Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
If you missed any of the show, grab the podcast. Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com. iTunes or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Don't smoke pot.
Bad for your heart, apparently.
Eat it. Eat it. Edibles are fine, Craig reported.
All right. Oh, I'm sure they'll find something wrong with them sooner.
Yeah. Well, alcohol's not good for you either, so. Still do that.
Yeah.
Yep. Laid off the pills, though. No more pills. Well, Advil. Speed, maybe. No speeders. No speeders.
Ludes.
Ludes.
Florida man, 47-year-old Jason Copenhaver ordered a boy at a restaurant to take off his mask, then grabbed and spit at the kid, said, "Now you have coronavirus."
Yeah, it's Trump's America right there, man.
He later told police that he's never had a coronavirus test and doesn't really know whether he's infected. He was arrested and faces misdemeanor charges of disorderly conduct and simple battery.
There, he should have said, "There, I'm just a dick." I wonder if who he's voting for.
Do you think he's voting?
Yeah, I do.
Did the kid's dad get to punch that dude?
I would. You imagine somebody grabbing somebody's kid?
Yeah.
Spitting in your
and
kid's
spitting
face?
Spitting in him? There's a bunch of those videos of old women walking up and coughing and spitting on people. I mean, somebody's going to go down. I'm punching the old lady last night.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
repeatedly.
You imagine some woman walking up to you pissed off, you have a mask on and punching you? Or spitting on you?
Or doing it to my kid?
Oh, my God, my kid.
I would come unhinged.
Yeah.
I don't know, that kid probably should have just brought that guy's side of ranch.
Right. I don't think he was working there, was he?
No.
He wasn't even working.
No, he was a random kid. It was somebody else's kid.
Yeah, a kid.
He wasn't
a child.
Yeah, that's horrible.
Yeah.
National Security Agency is warning cell phone location tracking poses a security threat. Their guidance was aimed at the Defense Department personnel, but the NSA says it applies to anybody with a mobile device, including fitness trackers, smartwatches, medical devices, and household smart devices. They recommend that people disable their location services. They recommend that people use airplane mode and minimize use of the cloud.
No, I have to check in when I'm at Buffalo Wild Wings.
I'm here.
Checking in at Buffalo Wild Wings. By the way, I love Buffalo Wild Wings. I just haven't been there in a while.
Well, I get every month I get from Google a report of where I've been. And then we'll thumb through it, and it's like, okay, it says no places visited. So, I must have been the weekend, I didn't leave the house.
They say that information stored on the device could be used for greater surveillance of the public.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't care. I leave it on there just to have them remind me, I was there.
Yeah.
I did go golfing that day.
Yeah. Mine must be off because I'll Google ask if I can, it'll use my location. I'm like, did you know where I am?
Do you have the clitoris location on your phone?
Now I do.
Now you do on your phone, right?
The G-spot finder?
The G-spot finder.
Yeah.
Did it.
Like, hey, I got a new app. We'll go right to it.
Right to it.
So a coronavirus tracking app is out today. Virginia will be using it. COVID-wise sends a mobile alert if a user has been exposed in the last 14 days. The two phones must be within 6 feet of each other for at least 15 minutes.
See, I have that option. I have that option on my phone. And everybody's worried, they're going to find me. No, you actually have to turn it on.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I can turn it on.
Oh, you know what the conspiracy is?
No. Do I want to know?
Yeah, this is easy.
Okay.
That it's already on. And if you turn it off, it turns back on.
Okay.
Which, so someone told me that. or I heard them say this,
and so I
checked my phone. Said, oh, well, are they telling me the truth? Is this just going to keep turning on no matter what I do?
Right.
And it was off.
Really?
I didn't have to do anything. It was off.
But was it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It was off.
That's what the state
wants.
Yeah,
is it just off when you look at it?
Yeah.
And then when you
turn
like,
your
no,
eyes
this
away.
Didn't right. happen to me.
Once the screen goes dark.
You are saying that this happens to everyone, and it did not happen to mine.
When that screen goes dark, it turns back on again.
Dude. No, man,
it off, knows where you are.
Off is on. See, they made the button backwards, so that when you turn it off, it's really on. Huh?
So this is one of the tracking things that they can do for you, is to track and see if you've been close to somebody with the COVID.
Something we should have done in, I don't know, last February, right?
Yeah, about the late February.
But it's going to go away.
They should really just a lost year.
It's only 15 people. It's going to go away very shortly.
From the start, we heard testing, tracing.
No, from scientists.
Yeah, testing, tracing,
not the guy that could
treatment.
Do something. Not the guy that could do something.
Now the testing's the problem.
Yeah. Too much.
Here is just a note for people.
Oh, we live in stupid land, don't we?
Dumb.
Just stupid land.
When the Huskers lose, the problem is they're keeping score. You know?
Yeah.
If they hadn't have kept score, that probably would have been a good game.
I think I've heard that before.
Yeah.
Didn't keep score back in 95. Look what happened.
Now, this is just a note so that people know this. The Food and Drug Administration has approved a new treatment for people that may be struggling with being suicidal.
All right.
It's a nasal spray called Spravato. It was approved as an antidepressant medication. It's the first and only approved medicine that has been shown to reduce depressive symptoms in people with serious suicidal thoughts within 24 hours of taking it.
How about you don't want to kill yourself, you're just really bummed out. Does it work?
Don't ask me that. What? What a! Can you imagine asking me that kind of a question on this?
Does it?
I'm an idiot. You know that. You're asking me about suicide.
No.
Yes.
Can you use
you
it?
You are
for non-suicidal depression.
I don't know
people that don't want to die, but also are
really?
Just depressed.
Come on, you're really asking
it?
Me this?
No, I'm asking. Did you? Is it?
Yes, I read it.
Okay.
No, it doesn't.
Okay.
I don't think I've ever seen someone so passionately argue for the fact that they themselves are an idiot.
Yeah.
Yes. Why would you ask me that?
No. I didn't think.
Why?
I didn't think you knew it. I thought maybe in the article.
Well, who
it says,
did you ask?
I thought the article had in it. It said maybe you can use it for people if you're mildly depressed. Can you snort? Can you snort and be happy?
Yeah. Spravato is greenlit for patients with treatment.
Where's the Molly?
Okay.
Treatment-resistant depression, and don't even ask the question, Todd.
Okay.
Don't even ask.
I was just wondering.
No. It doesn't matter.
If you can take it.
I'm not asking anything.
Sure.
Ask
Go
me,
ahead.
Ask me, Todd.
If it helps you, if perhaps you're easily provoked.
Right.
Like you might snap if somebody asks you a question. Would this be effective in that instance?
I just assumed it was in the article, Greg. I didn't think you'd know yourself. I didn't think you're that smart.
But it doesn't stop you from asking me questions.
I thought it might have been in the article. You can take it for
Well, no, then we would have mentioned it, and we could have just waited till we got to it.
That's
it
a legit question.
Yeah,
how
Todd.
Deep is your depression if you are suicidal? Can you be regularly depressed and not
yes.
suicidal?
Yeah, that look around.
Because I think people who are really depressed, you know, get to the suicidal part pretty quickly.
Oh, of course
quickly.
They do.
That's
and,
a short
and,
walk.
And that's scary.
This
that's
is
scary.
For patients with treatment-resistant depression.
Got it.
Okay, so they've tried everything else.
You just keep the nose spray by your belts.
Well, that's for autoerotic fixation.
Yeah.
That's what I use it for.
Oh, that's right. You have to spray.
Right.
So, they say it rapidly reduces symptoms of depression.
Good.
Well, that's good.
So, which says to me that it looks like it might be one of those drugs that people are going to want on the black market.
Yeah, well, the country's depressed. I mean, if you're happy now.
Why? I think we got to keep it great.
Yeah. You're right. We want to keep this happiness for another 4 years.
I love it.
I know we all do. Just can't take it. I've been so happy.
I got a few more questions, Greg. Let me know.
Go ahead. Ask them. Ask them. See how smart they are.
I don't know why you jumped. That made no sense. You need to snort that, man.
Yeah, maybe just a small dose.
Yeah, I know the answers.
I didn't think you knew the answer. I thought my
which is article. Why you asked the question.
I didn't know you were done with the article. I thought you were still reading it. I said
I was. Well, let's wait till we get to the bottom and find out what it says.
You know me. I cannot wait.
Let's just wait.
I cannot wait till the bottom.
Let's just wait till the bottom. See what it says. Let the guy who looked at this read it in order.
But we gotta ask the questions
that
when they come to
like
mind.
A bit much.
Yes.
They're fleeting. Though. Our thoughts are always fleeting.
Understood.
Yeah.
And understood.
I've been yelling at you for 27 years.
Yeah?
No, no.
So let go.
You've been just asking questions.
For 27 years.
Yeah. Craig's been doing the yelling.
Oh, once in a
yeah,
while.
Yeah, that's me.
He only snaps
that's
once in
that
a while.
That was the one that pushed you over the edge. Yeah.
He only snaps once in a while, but when he does, it's crazy.
Nah, it seems to happen with increasing frequency.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. Well, we're all on edge. We're all on edge.
Yeah, maybe.
Everybody's on edge, man. We've been so damn happy
that's
for
possible.
4 years. It's been kicking ass.
Hate to tell him we got to work 2 weeks in a row.
He is kind of a pressure cooker, man. Yeah.
Week on, week off thing is done now.
Yeah. Oh, jeez. Now what?
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about all from the comfort of your home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Well, we more than 1,000 Big Ten college football players represented in a letter expressing concerns over the conference's protocols regarding the coronavirus. Among the players' requests, they're mandating testing 3 days a week. Yep. They want quarantine protocols for those who contract the virus. And they want social distancing and mask-wearing requirements by players and staff.
Now, they are right about that, but they also have to take their own responsibility by not going to campus parties.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're not. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, I'm with the players here. The players, I think the players should be paid. I think they're guinea pigs, totally. But they have to take it seriously, too.
But I think the ones that introduced this are the smart ones.
Yes. Oh, I think so.
Yeah. It is sad that the players have to take the lead on something like that.
Right, right.
Yeah, that nobody's watching out for them but themselves.
Well, yeah, they have no union
college,
the pros.
And pros are getting paid. Right.
And college athletics are greedy.
Well, that's the only reason they're pushing forward this season. They need the cash.
The new NCAA policy is allowing student athletes or athletes that go to college to keep their scholarships if they decide to opt out of the season due to the virus.
And also, I don't know about all of UConn, all those kids can come back next year.
Yeah.
You don't lose your eligibility because they canceled the season.
School,
now, can you opt out and keep your eligibility?
Yeah, have they determined that yet?
Say the Big Ten plays and you opt out for your health reasons, can you keep keep that season in the
if
tank?
If they decide to opt out,
you said
they are allowing student athletes to keep their scholarships.
Okay, yeah,
scholarships.
I'm asking about eligibility.
I don't know.
Yeah. I bet they don't.
But UConn, since the whole team said we're not, they canceled the season. All those kids keep their eligibility.
Because schools have until August 14th to notify athletes who have chosen to opt out if they will be able to retain a year of eligibility.
Yeah, because they're not. They can. They get the eligibility or not?
Schools have to notify athletes if they do get to retain a year of eligibility. They have to notify them by August 14th.
So they got a week.
Will that be NCAA or schools individually?
NCAA, it says.
Okay.
This is the NCAA policy that schools have to do that. Additionally, schools cannot make athletes sign liability waivers.
Good.
And schools
must.
Like
the Herman Cain waiver, right? Yeah.
And schools must pay the students' medical costs if they contract the COVID.
Good. I think you should be able to not play this year and get your eligibility.
I'm with you.
And you know what? The schools won't want that.
No.
Because they want you playing now.
Yeah. Well, you could end up being like the red shirt rule for everybody, basically. Because you can play four games without it burning a season. I don't think they're going to get through.
That's true.
I
never thought about that.
Yeah, because it's not going to affect the guys sitting in offices who are going to make.
Well,
only
the four games would be only freshmen coming. You can't be a junior and play four games and get a year back. That's only freshmen. So I can see what you're trying to say, though.
You can't they just call this year a wash?
These schools don't care about these players. You know they don't. These Division I schools. In football, come on. I mean, they want to care about them. The coaches probably care, but The money guys? No, you got to play.
I think there's a handful of players they really care about.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
And you can go watch movies at the Walmart wall.
Good.
Between
yeah, that's
the 14th.
I want to be in a Walmart parking lot during the COVID.
Between the 14th of this month and the 21st of October.
Ain't happening.
Yeah, the porta potty in the Walmart parking lot.
You can yeah.
Watch a Pixar movie. I'm out. No way.
No way.
Well, you might get to watch E.T. or The Wizard of Oz or Black Panther or The Iron Giant.
Push it go. He hasn't seen The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
E.T.'s cool. They're showing that now on the movie channels.
Yeah, but it's not on a Walmart wall.
No. Well, which is the reason I watch it.
Nothing quite like watching a movie on a Walmart wall, I'm sure.
They got to repaint that. You know, it's just a dripping mess back there. We're going to repaint our wall white so we get the screen on there.
Still the employees taking smoke breaks and the smoke's going up in their projector.
Yeah, it sounds like a cluster. It really does.
Golf going on today. The first major tournament of the golf schedule. It's the PGA Championship at TPC Harding Park.
Yeah, Tiger's
That's
playing.
Starting today.
They still, it's all they do still is they report on just Tiger playing. I mean, it's golf is they shoot themselves in the foot. That's all they got. Tiger's playing. Okay.
But it's more sports in prime time because it's on the West Coast.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
So I'll turn it on.
It'll push to 8, 9 o'clock our time.
ESPN has a first and second round. I don't know who's carrying the weekend.
Probably NBC, ABC.
It used to be TNT that did the PGA, but that may have changed.
Now, there is one guy won the last two PGA championships. Did you know that?
Koepka.
Yeah.
Okay, I just guessed.
It didn't dawn on me he'd won the last couple.
No, he's won two in a row.
Yeah, that didn't dawn on me. I didn't know. And then the Indy 500 will not allow fans to watch the race in person.
Yeah, Penske said originally he was going to, then he pulled the plug on that. Because Indiana is exploding with COVID now again.
Yeah, that's August 23rd.
Right.
I hope Letterman still gets to go.
Yeah. He's quarantined in Connecticut somewhere. You know he is.
No. Like he might be up in Wyoming.
That's true.
Ooh, he showed up.
Yeah.
Letterman has
Montana.
Great Falls, Montana. Yeah. He's got a place.
He showed up at whatever Chappelle's doing in Ohio.
He did?
He's got like a series of outdoor shows.
Right.
Yeah. But somebody posted a picture of Letterman and Chappelle just like sitting on a bench eating ice cream in like some small town in Ohio.
That's wild.
That'd be nuts just to walk by there.
Yeah.
An Illinois man was at the Lake of the Ozarks. The Missouri State Highway Patrol says 55-year-old Craig Gathman.
No relation.
Every story that says Lake of the Ozarks always has a happy ending.
Yes.
Yeah.
55-year-old Craig Gathman was driving his boat with the anchor still in the water.
Drunk.
Whoops.
No word on that.
Don't need a word.
He was driving his boat with the anchor still in the water. Investigators say the tension in the rope caused the anchor to fly out of the water and hit Gathman. He's dead now.
Oh, man.
Lake of the Ozarks, happy ending. Yeah, every time.
You mentioned golf, and that, when I hear those stories, although it wasn't in a boat, there was a guy, a groundskeeper at a golf course back in Pennsylvania in the late 80s that was driving through the golf course at night, going to go fix something, hit one of those ropes on the golf course and just kept going, didn't realize he'd hit it. The metal thing is in the, you know, he finally keeps driving. It pops out from like 40 yards away, back of his head, dead.
Impaled him.
Ooh. No, wow. No. Just killed him.
Oh.
Yeah. He didn't even see that coming.
No. No.
This guy could be like, you know, his last, I forgot the anchor.
Right.
Pow.
Yeah. I lost a driver that way. I think it was with you. We lifted up the rope to drive the cart.
I busted mine.
Underneath the rope? Oh, was it your driver?
Yeah.
And then when the rope came down, it grabbed onto the, I guess Tyler's driver, snapped it clean off.
But was alcohol-induced.
Yeah.
And the head of the driver wasn't Tyler's head.
No.
Like, he didn't die because of that.
No, but the driver's dead.
Well.
Yeah. You ain't ripping this dog.
R.I.P. Tyler's driver.
That was hilarious, actually. You busted a brand new driver. All right, but this guy lost his life, so
let's be reverent.
Yes.
Holy crap. Hey, podcast, TNTRadioEmpire.com, now also available on Spotify. Have a drink tonight.
Yep. Put your little face diapers on today if you're going out.
Oh, yeah, wear a freaking mask.
Yeah, you look better with a face diaper on.
Up top there, Nick, up top, right, right in the middle up top.
I can't wait.
Underneath the fold over there.
And if you see Craig later today, ask him questions.
Right.
Ask Craig questions
Lots of them. He's got the answers.
If you're going to wear that mask, I ask you to please wear a mask. Put it over your nose.
Oh, yeah.
That's key.
That's the proper way to wear a mask.
Yeah. Over the nose, under all the chins.
Yes, at least one chin. At least one chin.
You can get it down under all of them. Go for it.
Selfish bastards. Wear a mask. See you tomorrow.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.